A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 29th, 2015. And you are listening to Studio 7. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And of course, tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Barack Obama's historic visit to Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
I have to also say that Africa's democratic progress is also at risk when leaders refuse to step aside when their terms end. Now, let me be honest with you. I do not understand this. I am in my second term. It has been an extraordinary privilege for me to serve as the President of the United States. I cannot imagine a greater honor or a more interesting job. I love my work. But under our Constitution, I cannot run again. I can't run again. I actually think I'm a pretty good president. I think if I ran, I could win. But I can't. A half century into this independence era, it is long past time to put aside old stereotypes of an Africa forever mired in poverty and conflict. The world must recognize Africa's extraordinary progress.
Sokuleminyaka engamachumi amahlanu sekuyisikhathi sokususa isibonelo sezwekazi le-Afrika njengendawo elabantu abasemuva kwezempumelelo. Abasakhulayo bakhangelelwe ukuba yibo abanengi ekuthuthukeni kwezamabhizimusi.
I have to also say that Africa's democratic progress is also at risk when leaders refuse to step aside when their terms end. Now, let me be honest with you. I do not understand this.
Nasi uno zvinorwadza kuti vatungamiriri vazhinji vemuAfrica vari kuchinja magwaro emitemo yavo apo nguva yavo yekubuda muhofisi ichinge yakwana. Vachida kukwikwidza zvakare. Ini ndinofarira basa rangu uye.
The words of President Barack Obama there again. Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening we are talking about President Barack Obama's visit to Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And obviously, a blessing. Mm-hmm. President Obama has called on African presidents to respect their constituencies, or maybe their constitutions, mm-hmm. and step down when their terms end. Now, speaking in Kenya during a keynote address to the African Union, you know, Mr. Obama actually alluded to the fact that there are some leaders who are actually overstaying in power.
That was in Addis Ababa, the headquarters of the African Union, Gibbs. And of course, President Obama becomes the first sitting American president to address the African Union. Very symbolic indeed.
Yebo kambe izulu kanti abalingalithona njani lamhlanje ke esiqoqa ngakho lokuhambo lukamnumzana ke Obama. Siyakwazi ukuthi Obama uhambe khona le Kenya lapho uyise adabuka khona. Njalo la vele abaningi bamkhangela ukuthi khona ngale inkaba yakhe ngani yathwalwa yafa khona ngale. Ye siphinde zambuzo esikhona ngale ke ixoqa labantu abaningi sithi kumele ukuthi Africa yenze okuningi ukuze ithuthuke. Ithi uthi ke okubulala iAfrika ikugwelegwele lobungana basakhanye ukuthi bukuhamba njani. kulabantu othi kungani abahambisi kuhle ezombusazwe ikakhulu nqa beyinkokheli uthi uyamangala ukuthi abantu bayahlala blessing isikhathi eside besembusweni khonaphana ukuthi angangena state house usefuna ukufela khona so uthi la kuyamangalisa uyabona ukuthi la ye lapha yena ungupresident ongani lohlonze kodwa ngeke akwenze ngoba iconstitution yakhe akuvumi so uthi hayi madoda umuntu angaqeda Japan's nikomunye chanes
Oguka hambadzadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezverwendo rwava Obama kuAfrica vakakwanisa iwo kuenda kuKenya kunova kwakazvarirwa baba vavo vachibvako vachienda kuEthiopia kune muzinda weAfrican Union vachitaura kuvatungamiri vemuAfrica nevamwe vanhu vose muAfrica vaObama vakataura iwo kuAddis Ababa kuEthiopia ikoko kuti vatungamiri venyika havafaniri kuita chipikiri charambira pamadziro. Chekuti gipsi kana uchida kubvisa chipikiri chocho mudhuri wese unodonda
uzvione kona sokumanutirize konke
ukaona uri mutungamiri wenyika uchiti inini ndikabva nyika yaenda kumawere zvinoreva kuti uri kutadza kutonga ndo dzimwe nyaya dzavakataura
kakhulu nxasi ukangela ke gonoka kukhulume ngokuti abantu abafuna ukuhamba abantu abanye ngezimbabwe vati vabona ngani kade gombe khonale kule zimbabwe yabona ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi umongameli sehlala isikhathi eside khona ngale estate house so maybe bekhuluma ngayo sikwazi
of course Mr. Mugabe was not in attendance and there was also an Africa US summit that Mr. Mugabe was also not invited to of course there are targeted sanctions against President Robert Mugabe's government by the United States of America for alleged human rights abuses but of course the Mugabe government dismisses the allegation of human rights saying that well it's because of the land reform program that the government embarked on in 2000 as a result there were sanctions that were placed on Harare. I think Gibbs we have our first guest that is Mr. Clifford Mashiri, a former Zimbabwe diplomat to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. He's now based in the UK. Mr. Mashiri, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, sir.
thank you so much for joining us, Gibbs. You can
start
the ball rolling.
Thank you, Mr. Mashiri, for joining us. So tell us a bit about what you heard from Mr. Obama. We know that he went to Kenya and was in Ethiopia too. But there was something of interest when he talked about, you know, leaders that don't want to, you know, that want to stick to power, you know, for good.
Yes, that's quite right. President Obama, you know, indicated that nobody should be a president for life, and that your country is better off if you have new blood and you have new ideas. And also, he indicated that he himself is still young, and he would still want to step aside and enjoy, you know, his time in retirement when he's still young. And he was encouraging other leaders to do the same. He did not understand why people stay long or stay so long, especially when they've got a lot of money. And in this case, there is speculation that this was directed at leaders, including Mr. Mugabe. He's a long-term leader, and there is speculation also that he might stand for another term in 2018, whereby this would see him relinquishing power at the age of 99. Just unbelievable. So President Obama urged African Union leaders to oppose those kinds of tendencies and to stick to their constitutions.
So, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a call. And do you think that people actually listen whenever a leader like Obama says some of these things?
Oh, definitely people listen, starting with the audience. He had several standing ovations, and including, as I observed on television, from civil society participants who were, you know, upstairs. They kept, urging him to speak, by showing that respect of in terms of ovations. And I want to believe also the other leaders, other heads of state, take a cue. We don't necessarily have dictators throughout Africa. Some African leaders have, respected their constitutions, and he mentioned that, in particular, President Mandela. and so on. Mm-hmm. So, yes, now that he's speaking, though, after Mandela, there are many leaders who must have taken cue of what he was saying.
Mm-hmm. Tombo taura nechivanhu paka batwa batwa wapa nyaya yekutengeserana pakati pe America nenyika dzemuAfrica va Obama vachitaura iwo kuti hazvina kunaka kuti vanhu vango ipiwe zvinhu zvekuti vanobva vadya ipapo kana kuti aid asi kuti panofanira kunge pachitengeseranwa munoona sei ukama weZimbabwe munoona sei ukama weAmerica nedzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica vamwe kavanenge vakuti China enda nenyika.
Hongu China iri kubvuta mamarket akawanda muAfrica asi America iri kuedzo kuita zvakanaka kuti kuridzire hukama hwakanaka nenyika idzodzo dzemuAfrica. China yagara iri isingasarudze shamwari inongoti hurumende inotonga kana yakaponda vanhu kana yakasarudzwa zvakanaka. Inongoti ngatiite business ndokusiyana kwayakaita neAmerica. America inotanga yatarisisa kuti hurumende iyi yakasarudzwa zvakanaka haiponde vanhu saka ndo zvinosiyana izvozvo asi pakutengeserana America inotengeserana neZimbabwe pane zvimwe zvakati wandei inobatsirana inobatsira zvekare Zimbabwe pa development in terms of humanitarian assistance. Asi zvisiri zviye zvegovernment to government kwete.
Of course, I had asked Mr. Mashiri about President Obama's comments that the rest of the world also needed to change its approach to Africa by boosting fair trade and not just providing aid handouts. And, of course, Mr. Obama vowed that the United States stood with the region to defeat terrorism and end conflict. Those are some of the issues that we'll be tackling. Of course, Mr. Mashiri is saying, of course, it's true that... China's trade with Africa is high at the moment. I mean, compared to the United States, but of course, he's taking a swipe at Beijing for trading with countries irrespective of their human rights record.
We know that China is in Angola, where there's a lot of oil there, so he's actually targeting some of these countries with lots of oil. Sudan is another country, and we're told that recently they sent some. Or maybe they're intended to send troops to Sudan, you know?
Interesting. Tinai mtereri wedari kuBotswana mukoma Vitalis Magadi.
Ndinofara mukoma munofara zvei?
Aiwa isu tiri nani zvemutowa kumwakaoma kumwe munyoro.
Tiri kuna kuBotswana patinoshunguruza zvehelicopter zvinenge zvichitsvaga matinenge tichivaka Zimbabwe.
Hadzi zvaita sei kuBotswana?
Botswana uku kana anga ari mazuva eholidhei zvikopokopo zvinenge zviri mudenga zvichimhanyisa mapurisa nepasina dzimotikari zvekutoti hakumabata kwatina hakuendeki
kwaberekera ingwe
kune vaberekera munotogara mudzimba mosiya zvakadaro moti kana holidhe yachona yapera mochizotangawo kufamba
haiwa zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka asi munoona sei rwendo rwava Obama ku Africa
ehe ndiyo nyaya chaicheya ndiyo nyaya yenzi nyaya chaicheya yakatarawa Obama iyi munorangarira vakuru pavanoti kazivi kunonzi kubaya dede nemukanwa ndiko kwakaita va Obama ikoko mutemo unonge uchiti munhu eti 60 years ngaarisaini asi iwoona kuti munhu ane 65 kusvika pa90 chakadaro yes ari kungoramba ari pabatata umwe ari kurisaini oona kuti munhu yeye kana kuri kuti kuenda kuchikora pane kumwe kudzidza kwokuti munhu akadzidza bhata anenge asina kudzidza zvekutonga akadzidza zvemabhuku asi zvokuti atonge manje nokuziva kuti zviri kuda vanhu zvii panenge pasina chikoro ipapo nekuti iko zvinezvo uri kuona kuti kune operation vharai makambani kwavo kuita zvekare operation hatichade mavhenda mutaundi operation vharai zvikoro maticha akudzingwa muzvikoro sekuverenga kwamaita panyuzo izvezvo zvinongokwanana operation vharai mashopu saka oona kuti horaiti tikadaro so hakusi kugona kutonga ikoko
saka muri kutenderana nemashoko avawo pa halo mukoma Vitalis foni yavo inenge iri kuti netsei asi tinenge tanzwa zvavari kutaura vari kuti ivo vatungamiri or he's essentially saying that leaders must have term limits. It's not healthy for any country to have a leader who stays for decades and decades. Gibbs.
Yeah, uyakhuluma lapha ke umnumzana uthi hayi ke nxa umuntu angangena esikhundleni phela kumbula ukuthi kulabanye abakhangele khona ngaluthi bangangena nxa ukuthi umuntu angangena ngesikhundleni angacaba ukuthi nguye yedwa angahlala sephakathi khona ngale. So Mr. Mashiri, is there any way that maybe some leaders were listening to Mr. Obama's speech?
Yes, I want to believe the leaders were listening. Those in the chamber he was addressing, they were paying attention and also clapping hands and the showing appreciation of what he was saying. Mm-hmm. I also want to believe that the diplomats who were in attendance took the message home of what President Obama was saying. And I was also impressed by the President of Ethiopia, or Prime Minister of Ethiopia, whose government also has been criticized for human rights abuses. Yeah, he did show quite a relaxation and appreciation of what President Obama was saying. And President Obama made sure that he commented on some of his meetings with some of these heads of state, including the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, where he was urging that they should respect human rights and not to jail, you know, journalists and so on. So I think leaders, heads of state and government who were in attendance listened, and those who were at home maybe paid attention, with the exception probably of Mr. Mugabe only and a few others.
Yeah, but interestingly, in June, also addressing a session of the African Union in Sandton in South Africa, this is what Mr. Mugabe said, and he said, and I quote, "We in Africa put a rope around our own neck and say leaders must only have two terms. It is a democracy. If people want a leader to continue, let him continue." These are the words of Mr. Mugabe. Anything wrong with this?
Oh, there is something seriously wrong. There he was saying, indirectly urging Nkurunziza of Burundi to go ahead with his unpopular, you know, third term, in violation of the Burundi constitution. So, in other words, Mugabe was trying to bless something that is evil and should never, ever be encouraged at all, that of going against, you know, two terms and violating constitutions.
Gibbs.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mashiri, and stay on the line. Silo mnumzana ke uPrince Ncube lapha ecingweni. Blessing. Baba Ncube, ungawutshona njani?
Tshona njani?
Sitshone kakhulu. Ungaphi khonapho, Baba Ncube?
Johannesburg.
Yeah, kunjani eGoli?
Hayi, kungcono tshona.
Yeah, uzwile ngamazwi kamnumzana Obama, ungathini?
Hayi, ngiwazwile amazwi kaobama ukuthi ngani yazibona iinduwo ezenzakalala eAfrika ukuthi amazwe onke lalandele amalungelo abantu, ukuthi asikwazi ukuthi yena nganika sizobani lapho ukuthi ekwazi ukuthi inkokhe zilandele amalungelo abantu. Asikwazi ukuthi yena uphethe ngaba lo mbono onjani ukuthi ekwazi ukuxozulela induba esifana nalezo.
So kodwa ngombono wakho ezekhulume esithi kulabantu abafuna ukufela ezikhundleni, ubona ngani bekhuluma ngabo bani khona?
Hayi ke, lokho kusobala kakhulu ngoba kuyaziwa ke i-Afrika yonke ukuthi bakhona vele abanjalo. Lolo bengasakuvezanga nje straight ukuthi besitsho bani, kodwa akho vele ubeqinisile.
Ubona ngani bangaki e-Afrika bayalo kuhamba? Banengi kanganani?
Hayi, bona baningi. Laloba bengabe abanye bephuma kodwa bayatshintshana, kungani ama-parties angkhona engafuni ukuthi iphume yonke yona leyo party ubusenye, but afuna ukuphuma iparty yonke, ngcono betshintshana kodwa iparty ingaphumi. But ilizwe liyayiloko lisifa lisiya phambili, ezilongo ungatshintshanga yona iparty.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana Prince Ncube khona ngapho-ke eJohannesburg. Ungadinwa lakusasa baba.
Yes,
Bongi Akulu. So, Mr. Ncube is saying that obviously there are so many leaders in Africa that are, you know, staying for a long time in power. So he says this is very worrying indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Of course, we are trying to get our second guest, Salino Mushe Mlambo, but unfortunately, we are having problems with their phone. But again, we'll try to call you so that we can bring you on board to talk about President Obama's historic visit to Africa. Tinemwe mutereri wedu ariparunhare mukoma Philemon, makadi mukoma Philemon vari ku South Africa. Aiwa isu taswera hedu mukoma Philemon nyaya iri mudariro mainzwai muri kuona sei rwendo rwava Obama uri
vambofanira mafambiro avo vaita mushe kuti vagona kuti batsirawo nezvine zviri kuitika nemaleaders edu emuafrica awo nokuti havadi kubva muzvimwe zvigaro nyika iri kuparara
asi kavanenge vachiti mukoma Philemon vanhu vari kuvavhotera ko chii chaipa
hadi kufanana nekunyika yokwetu yekuzimbabwe hakuzii zvokuvhotera kungopiridzira maelection
saka muri kuti hapana kuvhota nekuti ka vamwe vanenge vava kuti kuva Obama vanodei pamuchato wedhongi neberi
vataure nokuti kunze kwava pana munhu angada vakapadi kuti haiti kudawa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Philemon
allright
nekuti foni yenyu inenge yanga yakumboti katembi chano handiti aiwa asi tinotenda tanzwa pfungwa dzenyu of course Philemon is praising Mr. Obama, saying he's the only one who can bite the bullet because he does not see African leaders doing what they agreed under the AU. That is the issue of the peer review mechanism that was promoted by then South African President Thabo Mbeki. He's saying they don't do that, you know. So he's saying kudos to President Obama for, you know, telling leaders that you know they should leave, as they say, if they're saying of politicians, right? That politicians are like diapers, you know. Yes, they need constant changing, and both for the same reason.
Exactly. So now, when you talk about the peer review mechanism,
yes.
I think we are referring. Definitely to NEPAD, eh?
Yes.
We don't know what happened to that, you know.
Indeed.
Some leaders were totally uncomfortable about NEPAD. So right now we're joined by Miss Sally Nobutle Mlambo of the Platform for Youth Development. She's in Bulawayo, I guess. Miss Nobutle Mlambo, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Are you in Bulawayo?
Yes, I'm in Bulawayo.
Okay, thank you very much. So what can you say about Mr. Obama's kind of remarks about leaders who do not want to let go some power, you know?
I think his remarks, like the previous speaker was saying, I think they're courageous remarks because as Africans ourselves, we have failed to address the issue of leaders who are failing to give power or ceding power to someone else. But him, maybe as an outsider, it has been much, much easier for him to come and address the issue of possession of power from one leader to the next. So I think it has been good, the fact that he's actually brought out in the open where these leaders themselves were gathered in a way that he shows them that the world is watching and everyone is unhappy about the way things have been taking part in Africa, really. So I think it was very courageous, and it has been good.
Yeah, kodwa nasubona ngesindebele sibili khonapho ubona indaba abakhokheli bangafuna ukuhamba befuna ukuhlala esikhundleni umuntu aguge aze phelele khona kwenziwa kwini khonokho
indaba le yokuthi umuntu azofuna ukuphela esikhundleni indaba yokuthi lapha umphakathi we-Africa ngingathi kule system yokuthi abantu balomkhuba wokuthi bengangena esikhundleni bafuna ukubeke lokhu ebesile. So indaba yokuthi nxa usesikhundleni uyakwanisa ukuthi ube usila udeplete ama-resources ngoba uya kwi-the access kulokuthi nxa ungumuntu nje ongela control ongakwanisiyo ukuthi ebambelele ama-resources ona la kugcina sokusiba nzima so nxa wena ungumuntu osesikhundleni abule influence kakhulu yokuthi ukwanise ukucontrola ama-resources ona la nxa usesikhundleni ungakwanisa ukudla uzuzuthi udiniwe ngongafuni ukudla so ngenxa yokuthi umuntu yena ngokwakhe izime ngadla kakhulu kangakanani yena ngokwakhe umuntu kasuthi so bafuna ukube belethe besidla bodwa belethe besidla yikho bengafuna ukuthi besuke esikhundleni
siyakuzwa kakhulu ungayikatshana mama so according to Miss Mlambo you know leaders don't want to leave because they'll be getting a lot of wealth you know if you become wealthy you can't leave yeah
of course an interesting subject indeed reminds me of that story you know one African leader was asked if you die today where do you want to be buried
stayed
and out. He said no not stayed out he said Jerusalem and they said why he said so that after 3 days I'll resurrect and go back to state house. tinemwe mteleri wedu vamakuni makadi vamakuni.
Ndakasimba blessing makadi ku state.
Aiwa tiri nani kana muchinge mafona so vamakuni muri pa my central apa tinobva tanzwa manyukunyuku.
Handitika.
Tiudzeiwo pfungwa dzenyu munoona sei rwendo rwawo bhama nemashoko avo.
Mashoko aya akakora akasimbisisa chaizvo but ndoda kuti ndipini dambudziko ratinaro nderekuti takaenda kuhondo tikarwisa utongi hweudzvanyiriri tichida yatinoti one man one vote one man one vote yapo haifanhi kusenza kune mumwe munhu tinofanira kungovhotera munhu mumwe chete dambudziko ratanaro yezvinezvi even vanhu veafrican union ivara dzimwe dzenguva pachanetsa chaizvo kuti uchairmanship hwacho huende kune mumwe anofanirwa kuhutora because once hwamharapo hwamharapa handifunge kuti munhu angabvume kuti azohutambidza kune mumwe munhu because nyaya yapropo ndeyekuti chabaya chikatyongera munoona kutini ukange watenga bhutsu bhutsu nyowani bhutsu ikange chibhendera kusiriko kwakabhendera tsoka yako bhutsu iyoyo emu yayo ndeyekukuremadza saka zviri nani kuti uirasi muri kuvona saka bhutsu ukaona yapeyamira rutivi rusiriro rwakapeyamira tsoka yako shangu iyoyo isinoti wese ikairasa zvako iri nyowani nokuti ichakuremadza zvekuzogara pawheelchair saka ndonyaya iri kutoitika ndongoti magroups emuafrica anasadak and so on vari kugadza utungamiriri hwemagroupu iwaya panhu pandinofungidzira kuti ibhutsu iri kubhendera kune rimwe divi risiriro rakabhendera tsoka saka ichavaremadza
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamakuni
rangu because kana iwewe uchitadza kurisecha chinhu chawakarwira kuti chive inplace like a constitution yevanhu vese vepano pasi ichitaura kuti two terms zvakwana iwe wotaura kuti no ndoda kuti ndiextend don't you feel sorry kuti ko vamwe ava vanodawo kuti vaenjoye keke iyoyo pisi yekeke iyoyo iwe chete nemhuri yako ndiwe unoda kuti urambe uri pachigaro tiyatarisa mamwe vatungamiriri vacho makore avagara pazvigaro izvozvizvi about 5 to 6 years dzavo ukakalkureta zvakanaka uchaona kuti vakanga vari muchadenga mundege vasiri pano pasi because that's what they enjoy most
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamakuni nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndatenda
tinotenda of course Mr. Makuni is slamming the leaders who want to stay beyond their term limits and fortunately for our radio listeners it ends here but the good news is we are streaming live so go to www.voazimbabwe.com Mr. Mashiri stay online or stay on the line and also Miss Sally Mlambo please do stay on the line
yeah lo mkanda ndibamba ubambe khona pa cingwane ungayika chana siyabuya sesixoka lawe this is Gibbs Dube in Washington DC stay tuned mm-hmm.